At a funeral home in Montebello, some mourners pause to ring a ship's bell before signing the guest book. Many in this crowd have waited 52 years to pay their respects to fallen Navy reporter Raul Guerra. He was just 24 when his plane, headed back to the USS Oriskany aircraft carrier, went down northwest of Da Nang. For his former fiancée, Mary Barrow Summerlott, the loss is still fresh.
I just remember driving home from my job in Los Angeles alone in grief and convulsing in tears. I was 22 years old. And I had never before experienced the death of someone I loved.
The man responsible for bringing Raul Guerra home, his best friend, mostly sits silently with his family in a front row pew, absorbing the moment. I visited Ruben Valencia at his home in Montebello a few days before the service.
This is something I made.
Mementos of Guerra were everywhere.
It's a photograph of my best friend Raul and myself. Back in 1965, when I got married, Raul was my best man.
After graduating from Montebello High School, Valencia was drafted to the Marine Corps in December of 65 and deployed the following July. Guerra signed up for the Navy Reserves and got a job as a sports editor for the Montebello News. Then in 1967, he too was shipped off to Vietnam. The friends kept in touch, writing letters back and forth.
I would always tell him, don't worry about me, I'm going to get home. I know I'm going to come home.
Valencia did come home with a Purple Heart for injuries he received in combat.
I feel bad because my friends died over there, and yet I still had my eyesight, both of my hands, and both of my feet.
Raul Guerra was one of those friends who didn't make it. But a funeral would have to wait. For 40 years, Guerra's remains were in the wreckage of the plane, high up in the mountains of Vietnam, inaccessible to American investigators.
There was always something inside me that kept on saying that he was there. He was somewhere there.
Then in 2005, there was a break in the case. A farmer had come across the crash site. Other passengers on the plane were quickly identified, but Raul Guerra's journey wouldn't be so simple. Turned out he'd been adopted from Mexico, and no blood relatives were available to provide a positive DNA match. It was a surprise, even to his closest friends.
Never knew that my friend's mother, that I had always known as being his mother, was not his biological mother.
The science to finally bring Guerra home wouldn't catch up for over a decade. Dr. John Byrd is laboratory director with the Defense POW MIA Accounting Agency, the Pentagon department responsible for identifying, recovering, and reuniting fallen service members with their families. Byrd's team used an emerging forensic technique called stable isotope analysis.
In this case, we were looking at oxygen, and oxygen isotopes in your body come from your drinking water.
The water we drink leaves a signature in our bodies. Researchers can look at maps of the world where drinking water has been tested to match up the skeletal record.
We knew that Raul Guerra grew up in Ensenada, Mexico, and then he moved up into Southern California. We found data from studies that had already been done of water supplies from Northern Mexico and from Southern California. And we were able to show the ratios we got from the bone matched very favorably.
That science confirmed genealogy research into Guerra's family tree to meet the Pentagon's standard for identification. Early in 2019, after 52 years, Ruben Valencia got word his friend's remains were finally coming home. He chokes up at just the memory of hearing the news.
Hard to talk, yeah. Happy. Really, really happy, but hard to talk about it.
Back at the memorial service, Montebello High School classmate Carmela Hobley remembers meeting the plane at LAX.
They had already draped the casket, and that door opened, and there's the covered casket. It's like, oh, he's home! He's finally home! It was a relief.
Guerra was laid to rest with full military honors at Rose Hills Memorial Park in Whittier. Valencia can see the cemetery up on a hillside when he looks at his sliding glass back door. Covering veterans and the military, I'm Libby Denkman.